Welcome to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. I'm Lance Carter. When Abigail Spencer shows up on your screen, you know those moments are going to be interesting. She was one of the best parts about Chasing Mavericks, and she made the opening of Oz, the Great and Powerful, that much better. And I just think she's wonderful. Abigail was discovered by the casting director of All My Children, Judy Blye Wilson, when she was, get this, sitting in the audience of the Regis and Kathy Lee show. Wilson tracked her down and had her audition for a role on the soap, and she ended up doing like 20 episodes. But now before you get all like, what? She had gone to Carnegie Mellon for acting. She spent her teen years doing theater, and her mentor growing up was none other than Broadway great Anne Reinking. I talked to Abigail at South by Southwest, where she was promoting her film Kilimanjaro. In that film, Brian Garrity plays Doug, a kind of guy floating through life. After his girlfriend moves out, Doug decides to embark on a more meaningful life, and he starts planning to climb the famous Mount Kilimanjaro. Abigail plays a woman who comes into his life and shows him that being spontaneous isn't a bad thing. In this interview, we talk about how she got her start, including the Regis and Kathy Lee story, giving back to young actors, working with good people, and her advice to actors. I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers, because every little click does help. It's how we pay the bills here. Also, do you need a website? Because every actor needs one, and Daily Actor is here to help. We do custom websites that are affordable, and it won't kill your bank account. We also sell casting director mailing labels and have a great actors resource page. Check that out, and also be sure to have a look at our other interviews, all on dailyactor.com. And now, here's Abigail.
You always kind of seem to be working. You always seem like you're busy doing everything. and the roles you do, they're not, you aren't typecast at all.
Oh, well, that's good to hear.
You know, it's like in Oz, mm-hmm. and then, your part in Children's Hospital, and then Chasing Mavericks.
Oh, yeah, Chasing Mavericks. You know, yeah, I'm going to be at the Burning Love panel later tonight,
are you?
Too.
Right? Such a good show.
So funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, you know, it really is just about the people and the opportunities. I mean, if something strikes me, I'm like, oh, yeah, I want to be a part of that. You know, and I don't, you know, as far as storytelling, I don't really have, like, well, I only really like to tell stories one way. And, you know, I definitely love really sophisticated comedies, like what David Wayne and Ken Marino and Rob Corddry are doing.
Yeah.
So whenever they ask you to do something, you're like, okay.
Yeah. I'm
just,
busy that day.
Yeah, I mean, the opportunity to play so many different characters, it's a bit of a luxury, but you're not really cognizant of it at the time. I don't think it's necessarily intentional. Mm-hmm. You're just like, oh, well, my friends are doing this, or, oh, well, but, you know, now I get to do this, so that sounds great.
With this part, how did your agent just say, hey, we got this part, or did you know, like, somebody in the production, and they gave you the script?
Well, you know, you get sent a myriad of scripts, and sometimes you don't know what to focus on, so you just look for things to focus on. And when I got Kilimanjaro, Brian Garrity and I, we had already tried to do a movie together that ended up, our dates didn't work out, but we had met through the process, we had screen tested together, and I really, really liked him. I was like, that's an actor I want to work with, you know?
Yeah, you two are great together.
Yeah, I really, really enjoy not only working with him, but just, you know, off camera. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a lot of mutual friends and just a similar work ethic, I think. So when I saw that he was a part of it, I definitely just put more energy into the project. And I was like, yeah, I totally want to go in for this. And then he and I screen tested on this, and then they asked me to do it.
Do you get, like, a ton of scripts, and do you actually read them all, or do you have, like, people to do that?
I wish I had people to do that. Thank you. Kind of my policy, I do, like, right now, there's, you know, waves of it. Sometimes you get a lot of scripts, so you do kind of have to decipher, like, with your team, just say, which one should I focus on? And then things that just jump out at me, like, if there's a particular director I've wanted to work with or an actor from the piece that I've wanted to work with, those will kind of rise to the top of the pile. And I have a commitment that any script that I get, I try and read the first 20 pages of, and, you know, just really just to see if it's a right fit, if there's a volume of things to get through. If not, you know, then sometimes my manager or agent will call me like, you need to read this today.
Yeah.
So then that will take precedence.
My website's Daily Actor, this one, so I'm actually asking all these acting questions.
I love it. I love actors too. I help run a program called the Performing Arts Project, where I teach young actors who are it's a summer program, and it's actually where I got my training when I was 15. It used to be called the Broadway Theater Project. Now it's called the Performing Arts Project.
Where's that at?
Well, it started out in Tampa, Florida. I mean, but people audition from all over the country. Mm-hmm. And then this past summer, we had it in North Carolina. So it kind of moves around, just depending on what college campus, like what great theater space that we can get. But Jonathan Bernstein is the artistic director out of New York, and yeah. He's amazing. He brought Chicago. He was the artistic director for Chicago when it came back to Broadway, and
nice.
Several other avant-garde pieces in New York, and you know, regular theater pieces. And so I love actors, and I love, you know, just being 15 years further into the process than people starting out. It's kind of a joy and an honor to come alongside people on their journey.
Awesome that you're giving back too.
Oh well, I don't know. I mean, I'm giving them something. I don't know. I'm getting them good, right?
Are you from Tampa? Is that how? Or?
No, I'm from Pensacola, Florida.
Okay.
That area, Gulf Breeze.
Yeah.
But I auditioned. I mean, I just heard about an audition when I was 15 and met Anne Reinking. Then she became my mentor. So she was the artistic director of the program, and was working with her when she brought Boston Chicago back to Broadway. So I was started out as this, you know, kind of a musical theater more focus.
Yeah.
And then as I developed, you know, I still love musical theater. I would do it. I'm very much looking forward to the moment I get to do a movie musical. But I just played a dancer in a movie called Beautiful Now, which is this really great piece that Daniela Amavia directed and Keith Carville produced. And just wrapped that like a couple weeks ago, and it's very much like a big chill meets Requiem for a Dream meets all that jazz.
Wow.
It was really amazing to use a lot of my different skill sets in one movie.
Would you do like a Broadway musical?
I definitely consider it. You know, I mean, right now I'm behind a project that's probably going to be on its way to Broadway called The Witness Uganda, my friend. So I'm like kind of helping that project along. And I love Broadway. I mean, you know, we have so many different ways to tell stories now. We're not bound by anything, especially with our interactive media. And so I just think it's about what's going to be something that moves me, what's a creative way to tell the story, you know, what's something fresh and that I haven't seen before, or maybe it's bringing something back that I've always wanted to do. So I think it would just really depend.
What do you think, because you're in Burning Love, like as opportunities for actors, like the web, I mean, do you just love that you can just like you and your friends can pop something up on the web after filming it like the day before?
I mean, yes, because I don't have to do all the work to do that, because, you know, like Ben Stiller's company, Red Hour, Mike Rosenstein and John Stern, they're the ones, and Ken Marino and Eric Oyama, I mean, they're the ones that really do all the work.
Yeah, yeah.
We just get to show up and, like,
have fun,
you know, do whatever they tell us to do and add so much to it. I mean, what's so great about that is it's so collaborative. You know, it's a very quick pace, you know, making that, but there's something kind of igniting about it, because you don't really have time to think, you know, you just kind of have to show up and... But that's the way. I mean, you know, there's this whole movement of really celebrating playfulness and playing in that type of improv. You know, it's very, it's all about the team. You know, it's a very team-oriented experience.
Did you get any training in improv?
I feel like I have by rote. I mean, I did everything involved in theater, and I did my friend Todd Stashwick runs, it used to be called the Hot House Improv Theater, so I did some training with them, and I loved it. It's all about, they call it organic improv, you know, just really being able to be in the moment and not coming in with any preconceived notions, that all the brilliance comes out of just being available to it.
Yeah.
So I've done some training in that, and then I have so many friends that are just in UCB and Second City, and I don't know how I was so fortunate to kind of be, you know, like invited into the group, but I was. I think a lot of it was through Mad Men, because a lot of, like, David Wayne was a big fan of Mad Men. That's how I got on Children's Hospital.
Is okay.
He watched that, and then he reached out to me and asked me to play a part on the show, and so that's how it happened. And then now I get to play two different characters on the show.
When you were in a theater thing in Tampa, how did you, like, okay, so that was finished, then what? Then
right.
How did you sort of get to where you are now?
Well, it, you know, it was kind of like a lifetime of preparation for a moment of opportunity.
That's good, yeah.
You know, I was always looking for ways to do stuff and tell stories in any capacity, and so I was training with Anne during the summers, and, you know, a high school student, and I was in my drama program, and was really serious about it. When I met Anne, I was like, this is what I want to do with my life. Like, I really want to be an artist, you know. I want to make a life out of this, and come from a surf family, a professional surf family, so there wasn't really much they could say about it, because really all I had learned from them was, you know, you pursue what you love and you make a whole life out of it. So what happened for me is I was going to go, you know, basically the, you know, very logical route, which is go to a great theater school, So I had chosen Carnegie Mellon to kind of be my target. I had auditioned for all the schools, but, like, you know, Carnegie Mellon was the one that I wanted to go to. And then in that pursuit, my senior year of high school, I went to New York to audition at the consortium, where, like, all the schools are basically in one hotel, kind of like this. And you just, like, go from room to room and audition for each one. But while on that trip, my first trip to New York City, I ended up sitting in the audience of the Regis and Kathy Lee show. And Kathy Lee ended up talking to me on the air for, like, a minute. And it just so happened that a casting director, Judy Bly Wilson of All My Children, saw the live feed, called Kathy Lee, said, I really would like to meet that girl you were chatting with in the audience. And then the next day I had a general meeting with her, and she remembered me, like, and she reached out to me a few months later. I'd gotten into Carnegie Mellon by this point, and then she just pursued me to put myself on tape for the show. And I was like, oh, Judy, I'm playing Rizzo in Greece, I'm doing a one-act festival, and I have no time to go into soap opera. But she was just so great and just kind of ignored all of my, you know, whining about, and said, well, I just can't get you out of my head, so maybe you just, you know, put yourself on tape. So we did that, and then they flew me up for a screen test, and then about 3 days later, I got the part, and I left high school early, and I moved to New York and started on All My Children. I was on it for about 3 years, and that was my first. And, you know, the big thing was, like, calling Carnegie Mellon and saying, I think I just got a, I think, I don't know, I think people go to school to get these jobs, and I just got a series regular on a soap opera, and I think maybe I should do it. And there was, like, the longest pause ever, and they were like, well, you can always come back. And it was really cool, because I met my class at Carnegie Mellon was Josh Groban and Leslie Odom Jr. And Katie Mix and Griffin Matthews and all these amazing actors that I still got to be friends with and are still my collaborators till this day. Like, I just ran into Josh. I was in London doing some press because I have a series coming out called Rectify from the producers of Breaking Bad. And that comes out on April 22nd on Sundance Channel and AMC. And so we were over in London, or I was over in London just, you know, kind of drumming up because our worldwide release is on May 8th. And so I ran into Josh and I'm like, oh my gosh, I've been knowing each other since we were 17. You're Josh Groban now. It was crazy.
What's your advice to actors?
My advice to actors is twofold. I think, you know, just throw yourself into it. It's really all about the people. Like, you're only as good as the people that you surround yourself with, and you always want to be the worst person in the room because that's the only way that you're going to grow. Yeah. And just don't quit.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. So
thank
much.
You. Thank you. It's nice to meet
nice
you.
To meet you.
Thanks, Abigail, and thank you guys for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Follow me on Twitter at Daily Actor and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Daily Actor. Imagine that. Thank you so much for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I will talk to you soon.